Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's the ETF of the week here on Money Life. And my guest is Tom Lydon. He is the editor of ETF Trends, the president of Global Trend Asset Management. If you want more information on the firm, it's ETFTrends.com or at ETFTrends on Twitter. If you want more information on Tom, well, he's at Tom Lydon, which is Lydon on Twitter. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Good to be back, Chuck.
All guests on Money Life appear on the Hightower Hotline. If you've lost confidence in traditional brokerage and investment firms, it's time to learn about the Hightower difference. To find out more, go to HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, Tom, our ETF of the week is...
the iShares MSCI Israel Capped Investable Market Index Fund. Its ticker symbol is EIS.
There we go. The longest possible drum roll I think we've had in Money Life history for the iShares... let's make sure I get this right because it is a long one. It is the iShares MSCI Israel Capped Investable Market Index Fund, EIS. Just from the name, there are a few questions I've got, but we're going to start with, really? Israel? Right?
There'll be a quiz right now? Later on that name, Chuck.
Israel right now? This is sort of a time when Israel's been in the news again, and it's been a bit of a political football, and I'm curious the timing.
Well, politics aside, Chuck, and when you really look and see what's going on in Israel from a business standpoint, although many people haven't been focusing in on it, it is a industrial hub. There is a lot going on, and there's a few books have been written about productivity, people thriving for capitalism there, and it's, you can see that happening in some great diversified companies, and not only that, you can buy these companies for relatively low PEs at this point. I mean, the collective group that make up this index is at a single-digit PE as we speak.
Wow. Well, that's a nice side. You know, you've had single-country funds on before, but they've always been larger economies. They've been places like India. In the case of Israel, okay, they're trading at low PEs, but the market is so small, isn't it?
Well, it is. It's small, but, you know, here's the thing. Recently, we've had some market corrections, and we took it upon ourselves to bring up kind of a unique opportunity where if the people were looking for buying opportunities, and as the market's had a decent correction, we don't know when this is going to stop, but if you look out for the next 3 to 5 years, I think Israel is going to continue to grow from an economic standpoint. Its overall GDP rate is much greater than we're seeing many developed countries around the world at a 3.5% clip, which is very admirable at this point, especially considering everything that's going around that global region. Not only that, as we get into some of the underlying holdings, and again, with the good, there's always some things to be concerned about because, as you point out, it's not a big region.
Right.
And the companies that make up this index, they're very few. So just for example, there are five components of this index that collectively make up over half of the value of the index. However, they are pretty well diversified. If you look at the companies like Teva Pharmaceuticals and Israel Chemicals, the biotech and pharmaceutical world is some of the best performing stocks so far year to date. In many cases, performing twice what the major market indexes are performing so far this year.
But it's also one-third of the portfolio, those two stocks, one-third of the portfolio of this ETF.
Correct. But if you look at it, Teva Pharmaceuticals alone. Okay, so here, have we moved from ETF picking to stock picking? I think somebody could probably make an argument for that. However, with Israel in the limelight right now, and also for the great valuations that you're seeing, on top of that, the opportunities for global expansion, it was a great opportunity for us to be able to discuss a country-specific ETF and way you can participate in a certain region.
Okay, now I've got two questions and not a lot of time. One is Capped Investable Market Index Fund. Capped Investable, folks need to understand what that means because it's a big part of the name, but it's also part of how the fund works. That's question one. Question two, okay, we're going to take a chance on Israel. How much? What percentage of assets are we willing to commit there?
Yeah, great points. So first of all, from a market cap standpoint, you've got a greater percentage of large cap stocks that are in this portfolio. Again, as you point out, we're somewhat handicapped because just of the pure publicly traded or the number of publicly traded stocks in Israel alone. So coming up with a well-diversified index is somewhat of a challenge, number one. Number two, as far as what percentage of your portfolio, again, as you're looking for your equity portfolio and assuming that at least half of your equity portfolio is going to be invested overseas because more than half of global market capitalization is outside of the U.S., I would recommend it putting 10% of that 50% or 5% of your overall portfolio in this in the next 3 to 5 years, and I think you'll be pleased.
It is the ETF of the week, a very interesting pick. It's the iShares MSCI Israel Capped Investable Market Index Fund. The ticker symbol, EIS. And if you want more information, or if this kind of investing, looking for these trends, trying to spot them out and build a portfolio around them is interesting to you, well, check out Tom Lydon's work at etftrends.com. Follow him on Twitter, at Tom Lydon. Tom, it is always great chatting with you. Can't wait to do it again next week.
Talk to you next week, Chuck.
There is much more of Money Life yet to go today. Up next, it's the big interview, and later on, it's the Money Life Market Call. We'll be talking with Brian Frank from the Frank Fund on Money Life later on today.